Hello.
Hi, this is Adriana with customer service giving you a returning callback. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
72701.
What is that first and last name?
Linda Keith.
All right, there you are. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
1093 South Jerry Avenue, Fayetteville.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that back on February the 11th of 2021, you ordered the Hype Watch and Hype Pods for the trial price of $597 and $597.
Actually, no, I didn't. It was an accident, and I've already called and returned them. And I've been getting money taken out of my account ever since. And it was like for 50, 46, and then I just got another one for what's the last one? I can't remember.
You said you've already returned it.
Yep. Sure did.
Do you still have
It
your
got sent out in the mail about probably 3 days ago. And I
Do you
called
still
and
have your
canceled
tracking
it the
number?
day after my what?
Do you still have the tracking number for this product?
No, I was told to just take it to the post office and they gave me the address and I sent it to the address. It was the factory, not factory. I can't remember what they called it. Distribution or something. I can't remember.
So the post office didn't give you a shipping number?
No, I just mailed it. I didn't like take it in and ship it. I mailed it.
Yeah, normally the post office will give you a tracking number. That's the only way that we
Unless
have
the
to track your
post office.
package.
Well, I got two or three things to tell you about that. For one thing, whenever you stick something in the mailbox, the post office don't come to your house and give you nothing.
Oh, okay, so you
I
just
don't know
stuck it in
what
the
city
mailbox.
you live in, but they just don't do that here. And number two, I called and canceled this the day after it happened, whenever I seen it show up on my card. And then I had two more payments taken out after I called and canceled it. I've already disputed this, the whole thing about it with my account, but I'm going to take this to an attorney because y'all guys are not doing legally doing right.
So you said you've already disputed it?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well,
And
there's
it's
no way
going
for me
to
to
an
give you a
attorney.
refund.
You ain't refunding nothing. You're going to leave my bank account the hell alone is what you're going to do.
So you don't want a refund either?
Ma'am, I want my money back. I am sick and tired of y'all taking money that does not belong to you. I just got off the bank after closing my account down at the bank, and they said that you took another 59 something yesterday. My balance is now in the negative over $100 because of you.
All right, yes, ma'am. So in order for us to issue a refund, you're gonna have to have your bank give us a call.
I'm going to have the bank give you a call.
So we can try to get an understanding of the whole mix-up.
My bank is already communicating with y'all somehow because they've already disputed the first $46 charge, and then y'all went ahead and charged another 59. So I know this is a fraud, and I'm getting a hold of my attorney. This is ridiculous. It's illegal.
It's not
And I
illegal
am
if
sick
you
and
read
tired
the
of it.
terms and
It
conditions,
is illegal if
because
you
listed
have
in the
a
terms
card
and
closed down and you continually take money out of it.
listed on the terms and conditions, if
I
you agree
called
to
and
pay the
canceled the
shipping,
day.
yes, ma'am. But because you can only get a refund once that package re returns to the warehouse. because
so you're
going to
charge me around $50 every week?
No,
until it actually returns there?
No, this is not a month. This is not a weekly payment or a monthly payment. That is just for the watch and for the pods. The $5.97 that you paid was just shipping and handling. That was not for the pods. Your trial.
But the
ended.
Reason that
your
I called you the next day was because it was a mistake. I did not order it. I was trying to back out of it, and it went through anyway. I never verified it.
This order was placed on the 11th, and you called on the 19th.
I understand that.
There was no way for us to stop that shipment. If you would have called us, and if you would have been able to keep, because normally when you mail something, the post office.
Y'all guys can deal with my attorney. How about that?
I mean,